All right, joining me today here at Pit Pass Network is Derek Krause. Derek, you're a young and up and coming guy here in the sport. You got the Craftsman Truck Series. Craftsman's coming back right now. It's Camping World for a couple more races. But what is your outlook on where you guys have came from, and what do you think you need to get to victory lane?
Just we had some good races this year, and we've had some bad ones, but overall, I feel like it's not a terrible year. I feel like I wish we were in the playoffs, but we missed a couple races in the regular season that we could have capitalized on. But we just got to finish the year out strong. There's two more races left, and just got to finish in top 10, top five, or hopefully get a win in one of them.
Yeah, it seems like at some points this year it looked like you guys maybe had a truck to win, and for whatever reason it didn't happen. I think I want to say maybe Gateway, you guys were really, really strong and just didn't close it out.
Yeah, Gateway, we had a really good truck, and then just at the end got too tight and lost the lead late. But that was one of our strongest races, I feel like, for sure. I feel like we were pretty good on the road courses too, and also the dirt races. So we've had a couple good races, and we just gotta build off them.
All right, this is what your third you're wrapping up your third year here in
Yep.
trucks, right?
Yep.
So third year, you have yet to win, but you have got, like you said, Gateway was really close. You guys have gotten better. I mean, looking at some of these finishes here, you guys are right there. You're right there running close enough where some things happen, some things fall your way. Get these yellows late at the end of these races and anything can happen. So you're not in the playoffs this year. But that's, I imagine, got to be the goal for next year, right? Is to win a race, get in the playoffs, and put yourself up there with the chance to go win a championship.
Yeah, for sure. That's always the goal. And I feel like if I'm doing the same thing next year, it's definitely got to be the goal, and we got to try to win some races. And I feel like we've got a good group of people behind me that are capable of doing that. And I feel like myself and included, I feel like I'm capable of doing it too. So if that's what I'm doing, I look forward to it, and I feel like it'll be something that we can achieve.
So you said if that's what you're doing, are your plans not set yet for next year?
I mean, they're not set in stone, but I kind of have an idea.
All right, so will you be back in the truck series? Can you say that, or you not know yet?
I should be back.
You should be back.
Yep.
Well, all right, so the truck series schedule has taken on a lot of change over the last couple of years, and then next year, I believe you guys are backing up to one dirt race. Not going back to Knoxville. What's your take on the schedule and some of the tracks that we've seen come back and some that have went away? We've went away from Eldora to Bristol, and some new tracks coming in. You guys have kind of switched around some road courses there. Well, not you guys. NASCAR switched around some road courses. So what's your take on the schedule and the way it's evolved over the last few years?
I feel like it's a good thing. I feel like shorter tracks are better for the trucks, and it's better racing, and it's kind of what we all grew up racing. So I feel like going to Milwaukee, it's not really a short track, but it's shorter than a mile and a half for a super speedway. But going up to Milwaukee will be really cool. That's where I'm from, up in Wisconsin. So that race, and then I don't mind the dirt races at all. I actually enjoy them. I feel like Bristol's a good track for me on dirt and asphalt. So I'm looking forward to it, and I feel like the schedule is definitely a good change, and there's some good things in it.
Yeah, what's your take on going back to Wilkesboro too? The truck series are going to be running there with the Cup guys.
Yeah, that'll be a really fun race. I feel like that place will be packed for not only our race, but also the All-Star race. So it's going to be a fun track to race on, and it's going to be, I mean, you're going to really have to have good strategy to be able to save your tires and be there at the end of the race.
What is your favorite racetrack that you raced on in a truck?
I really like Dover. Dover is one of my favorite. We don't go there anymore, but we went there a couple times, and I enjoy going to Dover.
That's a great track. It's like a lot of people say it's like a bigger Bristol. As a driver, do you get like that Bristol feel out there, or is it just too fast for it to feel like Bristol?
No, it definitely feels like Bristol.
All right. So what is your take? You know, we just talked about Bristol. We've got, I believe Nashville does it. Texas does it. What is your take on these tracks using some kind of substance to create a second lane?
I don't mind it. It just, it works better at some tracks than other tracks. Like Charlotte, I felt like it was really good there. Texas is one of the tracks where it don't work. I mean, it works, but it works too good, you know? So, I don't know. I feel like Bristol this year was like, there's too much of it laid down and it was hard to pass. It was really hard to pass at Bristol this year on the asphalt, which kind of sucked, but, I don't know. It works at some tracks and it doesn't work at others.
All right, so what's your take? There's been a lot of talk about Texas. A lot of people, when Texas was happening here in the Cup Series a couple weeks ago, were talking about some changes that were going to happen and maybe a redesign. And Kyle Larson said just to blow it all up and start new. What would you like to see them do to Texas, or would you like to see them leave it alone?
I don't. It doesn't really matter to me. No matter what, we're all going to be racing on it. So whatever it is, we're going to be racing on it, and it's something that we're going to have to do. So if I had my own opinion, I hope they don't make it like Atlanta, just because Atlanta felt faster than any track that we go to, including Bristol, or not Bristol, Daytona and Talladega. But a short track would be nice, but no matter what, we're all going to have to race on it.
Yeah, so you brought up Atlanta there. So you don't like that they have went and made that a pack race?
I mean, it's fun to watch. I like sitting on my couch and watching it, but it's not hard to race, but it's just kind of, I mean, it's sketchy to race, to be honest with you. It's not the most comfortable thing to do in the world, but it's something that we got to do, and you got to deal with it and just go there and race, and hopefully nothing happens.
Now, you got the race on the old Atlanta, right, before they went in and messed up? What did you think of that? Because as a fan, those were always, you know, Atlanta, maybe the best mile and a half, you know, and Texas was too before they went in and messed with it.
Yeah, I really liked the old Atlanta. Now I feel like one of the better mile and a half or best mile and a half is Kansas, just because of how much tire wear and how much the time drops off throughout a run. So I like the tracks that are worn out, like North Wilkesboro will be this year. And I really like the old Atlanta.
All right. So you're in the Truck Series. Obviously the goal is to keep moving up, but the Truck Series is kind of in flux. You know, we talked about the new title sponsor, which doesn't change much, but we've got, you know, Kyle Busch switching manufacturers. There's going to be a big driver carousel that happens because of that, because some guys are Toyota guys, some guys are Kyle guys. So there's going to be a big movement of drivers just moving around here this offseason. How do you think that's going to change to what we see? You know, is it going to be more competitive? There's going to be better, you know, more competitive drivers out there. Do you think there'll be less? How do you think that driver carousel that's going to happen here over the offseason is going to change things?
You probably know more than I do. I'm just kind of focused on myself and just kind of get myself settled in and set for next year first before I can worry about anything else. But the Truck Series is tough, and I think it always will be. It's definitely a hard series, hard to win, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on throughout a race to win. So I just got to focus on myself. I'm sure there'll be different drivers in different places and possibly some drivers changing manufacturers. So I'm not sure. I really don't know how to answer that, but I just got to focus on myself. And I know that next year, if I'm in the truck, it'll be a tough series again.
All right. Now, how did you get started in NASCAR? What brought you, how did you get to where you are in NASCAR? What was it for you that made you want to go drive in NASCAR?
I started my dad raced late models and then the ARCO Remax series, I think it was, I believe. And then he raced, and then I got my first go-kart when I was seven, and kind of took off from there, and I really didn't live a normal high school kid's life. I just kind of was always gone racing, but it's something that I always wanted to do since I was little, and just kind of keep chasing my dreams. And right now I'm getting closer and closer, but I feel like I gotta do the best that I can in this and hopefully eventually move up.
All right. Now everybody knows you're the truck driver, right? You know, everybody knows you're the guy that a lot of people have, you've gotten a lot of hate there at some of these places, you know, over the years, the last couple of years in the truck series, but I don't think it's justified. I mean, there's been a couple, everybody makes mistakes, right? Mm-hmm. You're allowed to make mistakes. That's what the truck series is. But I feel like when they signal out one guy, you know, the whole series sometimes, you know, the whole truck series sometimes, and I talked to Colby Howard about this. Do you feel like there's a lack of respect in the truck series at times?
I don't know if you can, I mean, the farther back you run, the worse it's going to be. So if you're running 15th to 25th, it's normally those type of people that are complaining about it. So if you're running in the top 10, it's a lot cleaner and a lot more people have respect for each other. So that's kind of where you got to be running. But there's definitely just because it's the racing's harder towards the back. So everyone's trying to claw their way to the front, and you got to be aggressive with the trucks. I mean, the only way you can pass with the trucks is on restart. So that's when you got to make your moves and you got to pass as many people as you can to try to get in the top 10, top 7. But the way I look at it is the truck series is like college football. Just like college football athletes, they're trying their best. They're playing the hardest they can to prove that they can play in the NFL, and we're trying to prove that we can race in the next level. So it's definitely aggressive, but I mean, that's why you watch the truck series, because it's aggressive. So it's definitely fun also being inside the truck with how aggressive it is.
All right, now we know you're big into the iRacing world and whatnot. Now how do you manage that? And does it help you as much as maybe getting into a simulator for some of these teams? And do you think it's a good tool to use for young guys?
Yeah, I feel like any sort of kind of seat time that you can get is definitely helpful, whether it's on iRacing or in the OEM sim. So I'm on it quite a bit. I'm on it probably every night. I got nothing better to do. So I'm on it and just have fun. People take that way too serious, but I'm on it just to have fun and just kind of hang out with my buddies. I hang out with Josh Berry on that. And so it's definitely a lot of fun. And like you said, it definitely helps. I mean, there's nothing that's bad about iRacing. I feel like iRacing is the closest that you're going to get to real life racing. So iRacing is definitely a tool that anybody can use, really, and it's something fun as well.
So do you think it's better than the simulators that some of these manufacturers have?
I mean, there's pros and cons. I mean, I feel like the OEM simulators, you can throw the setup that you're actually running in the truck into the simulator and run it, and basically it's another tool for practice. I mean, that's basically our practice sessions now. So that, and then like iRacing, you can race against real people, and real people make mistakes. I mean, it's not like, it's just like real life. So I feel like learning racecraft, iRacing's better, but when it comes down to it, it's definitely the OEM sims that take advantage, just because of how much more tools it has, and just the tools that it has.
Now, you brought up a great point there. You know, you guys have lost all of your practice time just about. What's that been like to go from, you know, everybody used to have 2, 3, 4 hours practice before a race. Now, I mean, you guys get what, a half hour tops every week to practice?
Yeah, I've never been around when there's been over an hour of practice. The longest I've got was this year, when it's been 50 minutes. So It's definitely a change, and it's kind of hard just because you don't really know what your truck's going to do over a long run. Cause at some tracks, like say a road course, you can only make, like at Sonoma or Coda, you can only make five to eight laps in 20 minutes. So, it's tough, but it's something that you got to adapt to and try to learn as quick as you can.
Yeah. And then you got the cost saving stuff. You only get, you know, a lot of these places probably you use what, one set of tires in a practice. So yep. You make a change and you don't know, you know, the tires have got heat. Then you pulled into the garage and had a change and come back out, and you really don't know what's changed. If it's the changes on the truck, or is it the change with the tires? Mm-hmm. So how difficult is that?
It's challenging. I mean, it's some of the, like the mile and a half, it's not so bad. Like Las Vegas, you're wide open for like 10, 15 laps. So the whole time that you're out there, you're wide open. So you know kind of what it feels like. But other tracks, typically these trucks just get tighter. So if you can make a turn on older tires, you're definitely going to be turning on new tires. So it's something you got to adapt to and kind of learn throughout the season of what your truck's going to do. And I feel like the cost saving side of it is definitely a good thing though.
All right. And there's two races left in this season. And which of these two tracks do you think you could win at? Cause I know it looks like here, looking at some numbers, you're pretty good at Phoenix. And then there's Homestead, where you have a lot of tire wear and a lot of tire fall off. So which of these two tracks do you think you could shock the playoffs, you know, and win the race?
I feel like Phoenix is one of my better tracks. I don't know why, but it's kind of like Gateway. So we'll kind of have a similar package to what we brought to Gateway. So we know it was fast there, and I don't see why it can't be fast at Phoenix. So we just got to try to do our best and try to finish the year off strong.
Well, all right. And for everybody who joins us here at Pitpass Network, we donate to their charity. So what charity do you want to highlight and talk about here?
Wait, what?
Yeah, everybody that comes on gets to choose a charity that Pitpass makes a donation in.
I guess who's got charities?
Well, Corey's got his charity coming. His kickball tournament's Thursday.
Oh yeah, we'll donate that one.
So everybody can watch Corey's kickball tournament. It's going to be live on all of NASCAR's socials. They do it for charity, and I believe he said that's going to start at 5:30 on. Man, I can't remember if he said Wednesday or Thursday, but one of those 2 days. Watch for it on social media, and that's the charity that Derek has chose here to donate to. So we'll let Corey know. You know, Corey can see this. You know, he was on here earlier, and maybe you'll get invited to the kickball tournament. He said they got 16 teams.
I'll be gone. I'll be racing.
Well, all right, Derek. Thanks for joining us today. Good luck the rest of the season. Good luck next year, even though you couldn't tell us maybe all of your plans that you got going on for next season.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on.